Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Kufyud Beis in Sanhedrin. As we approach the Siyum tomorrow, Mir Tashem making a Siyum tomorrow at Irving's house at 9:15. And we'll start Makas and Mir Tashem on Sunday, right here at the same time, the usual time. All right, today we'll pick it up from the end of the Mishnah. We said yesterday, we finished the Mishnah yesterday, we're about 7-8 lines down on Kufyud Aleph and Beis. Again, Le'ili Nishmas Mordechai Ben Yechiel Meir. They went out and not their messengers. That is to say, you cannot send, it's only considered an eridachas if the people who were doing the subverting, the people who were actually the madichin, if they themselves, but if they sent messengers and the other people are only doing their bidding, then that's not included. Why? Because it says, the pasuk says, yatsu anashim b'layim b'layim, these bad guys went out. But if they sent others to do it, then that's not us. So that's not an Irani Dachas. So the obvious question is, okay, but then the Shluchan or the Madichin? What's the difference? We have a call, Ein Shlich Vavei, if I send you to murder somebody, I might be a bad guy, but you're the murderer. So then they're the Madichin. So, in fashion, say, either it's speaking about a case where the messengers are not regular Madichin themselves, for example, they're women and children, or it's a special Xeris HaKosev, that it's only if they did it of their own volition. If it's somebody who went, who was sent by somebody else, that's excluded. It has to be people who did it on their own. If they were sent by somebody else, even though they're also sinners, because Ein Shlich Vavayir, but still that's a Xeris HaKosev, that's not considered Irani Dachas. Irani Dachas is only under certain specific conditions, and as we said, it's almost impossible to have Irani Dachas because of all the conditions. If they're what? Goyim, yeah. Also, Goyim wouldn't be a thing. It has to be Jewish people who are B'nai Belial, right? Right. People from that city. It's a good point, yeah. It's not a question of city. It has to be from that same Shevet, as we said. Forget about it. It's not an Isra because they're Goyim. It's an Isra because they have to be from the same tribe. Not even within the Jews, they have to be from the same tribe, as we see. It says, we'll have in a minute. So that's a bigger requirement. It's not a, you know, no. Number one, it's got to be two people. It's got to be two medichim. One wouldn't do it. So if one person just converted everybody, let's say, to idolatry, it's not an iridachas. Men and not women. Again, women and children are excluded, just like messengers are. B'nei Belial, what does that mean? Banim sheparku aleim ol shamayim, the people who threw off the yoke of heaven from their necks. That's Belial, Belial. That's what it means, the bad guys, you know, evildoers, people who are Belial. Mikabecha, from your mitzvah, lo menasapar, not from the wilderness. That is to say that if the city, let's say you're in a border town, Goyim, you know, Chutzlaretz is here, that's up there, Avodah Zarah. The Jewish area is over here, and you're on the border. That means that you're on the border, that's also exists, because then it's like you're really in a non-Jewish neighborhood. The whole idea is that Irani Dachas is, it's an area which is surrounded by Jews, you're in a totally Jewish environment, and people led you astray, and you became an Irani Dachas. But if you're on a border, where the Goyim are on one side, exists, it's not included. Again, it's Mikir Becha V'lo Menasapar. Yoshvei Yiram, people from that city, V'lo Yoshvei Irani Dachas. Yeracheres, there can't be people from another city. Just like it can't be messengers, it also can't be from another city. Now, obviously, if the messengers are from another city, they're excluded because of the other city. Like we said before, the messengers mean, even if they're from that city, special exercise of that messengers can't do it. They have to come of their own, they have to be of their own initiative, they are Madichim. So again, not even from another city, even if they're what? Even from the same tribe. Right? Lamor, as we'll see, we'll talk about this in New Orleans, but lo yoshvi ureches, Lamor should tzrichen Eidim Asra l'kol echad echad. Lamor is you have to have Eidim Asra on each and every one. Now, we already had in the Mishnah yesterday that you have to have Eidim Asra on each and every one, but on each and every one of the people who are, you know, who are convicted of being inhabitants of that city and worshiping Avodah Zarah. But the Lamor over here the Gemara is talking about a different issue. Rashi says, in other words, Lamor, like somebody saying that these guys said, let's go worship somebody else. You have to have Eidim Asra on each and every one of the Madichin. That's what it seems to be saying here. Lamor should seek Eidim Asra. in general, when they split up, when they did the Yerusha, and they gave out Eretz Yisrael, can they give one city to two different tribes? Let's say a city came out right on the border between two tribes. Well, that's two different cities. That's two different cities. But can one city be in one divided among two tribes? Let's say you have a city on a border between two tribes, and it goes right on the border. Can they say, okay, half the city will go to this tribe, and half the city will go to that tribe? So Rabbi Yochanan says you do that. Cholkanach irachas shnei shvatim. Rish Lakish amar ein cholkanach irachas shnei shvatim. Eisvei. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish says in the Mishnah, Achi madicha me'oso. It's got to be from that city. Ume'oso hashevet. It's got to be. That's what the Mishnah says. Can't be an iri dachas until the medichim come from that city, from that tribe. My love, Afak of the medicha me'oso. Even though they're from that city, but they still have to be from that tribe. That indicates that they're from this. As if you can only have one tribe per city, then it's obvious if they have to be from that city, they'd be from that tribe. Right? So what does it mean? My love, Avagav the Medichim, even though they're from that city, Iikim Elsa Shevet, if they're from that Shevet, fine, Ain, Elo, Lo. It's got to be not only from the city, but from the same tribe. That indicates that there's two different tribes in the city. So Shema Mina Chokin, Irachas, Lashne Shvatim, Lebe Shvatim, there's no proof from there. Why? Lo, Denafale, Yerusha. Maybe there's only really one tribe in that city. But maybe there's a Yerusha to that other tribe. In other words, this guy got it because how did this guy from another tribe wind up in that city? Because his maternal grandfather left it to him or something of that sort. He got a Yerusha. Somebody gave it to him as a gift. Maybe he's living in that city. Yes, he's from that town now because somebody gave it to him as a gift. Not that the city was really divided by Yeshua into two different Shvatim. Yeshua gave it to one Shevet. But in the course of time, other Shvatim fell in there too because they either through Yerusha on the mother's side or via a gift. Eisvei. Pasuk says in Yeshua, Aram Teisha, there were nine cities, Meishnei Shvatim Eil. There were nine cities from these two Shvatim. Now, how do you get nine cities from two Shvatim? I love Aram Pagam Ahai Babra, four and a half from each one, indicating that there's one city that was distributed among two tribes, the Shvatim Nechokin Elachas Shvatim Shvatim. This is low. Arba. Mehai, Vavra, Mehai. Yeah, Vachamish, Mehai. In other words, when he says there's nine cities given by these two tribes or allotted to these two tribes, it means four for one tribe and five for the other. So what's the, why do you say nine for two tribes? Yehochi, Lefushi, first say this tribe got four and this tribe got five. But what are you talking about nine for two? So that's Pakakasha. It's not a Tufta, but it's a Kasha. Could have said it differently, but it's no proof that a city was divided into two. So we have no proof either way. Yvoilu. What happens if there was no Madiach? Inner Dachas became Inner Dachas because the people themselves wanted to worship Avodah Zarah. Most of the city worshiped Avodah Zarah. It's not because somebody came and convinced them. These bad guys came and they encouraged them. They enticed them to serve Avodah Zarah. They seduced them. Maybe even if they were, it just means that's normally the way it's done. People came and convinced them. But if they did it on their own, it's also be in Dachas. Tashma, we say in our Mishnah, Yedichu Inash Mektanim, if women or children were the Madichim, then it's not considered in the Yerni Dachas. Amai, Lavakut Chumel, why is it any worse than if they did it themselves? Right? So you say, Inash Mektanim don't count as Anshe Belial, as regular Madichim. Okay? And therefore, it's not in the Yerni Dachas. So what? Okay, so the Nashim Kim don't count, but why isn't it any worse than if they did it themselves? Is the Chumashim that if they did it themselves, it's no good. It's got to be where they were seducers who did it. Am I lavi kahut chumelein? The answer is no, it's still no good. Hanach bosan avshaya gredi. Hani bosan nashim ketanim gredi. When people follow the women and children, they didn't really, they follow them all. Maybe he likes the woman, maybe he likes the children. He's not really wholeheartedly following the Avodah Zarah. He's following it because he's listening to them. Whereas if he followed it because of themselves, I mean, they really believed it themselves. That's a stronger Avodah Zarah, so to speak, a stronger idolatry. And therefore, maybe that would be included and they would still be Yerni Dachas, so that question stands as well.
Fascinating, we're getting into the mind of the Avodah Zarah. Because they are Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, they're Avodah Zarah.
The
right. Question,
what's their motivation?
Right. And how strong are they? And is it Exeris Akasa that somebody else had to convince them to do it? That's our issue. But if they did it on themselves and they come to it themselves, it's different than if they were forced. So it's, in general, it's like when a person comes to a belief on his own, it's much stronger than than he was just seduced by a woman or by a child or by some rabble rouser or whatever, or some rabbi, whatever. He seduced us today, he was convinced one way, tomorrow he's convinced another way.
So if someone is over the Avodah Zarah, I guess it's true, if you're over the Avodah Zarah, a Jew, because someone is a gun to your head, even though it's the Yahweh, putting that aside, if you do it, you're not a major.
Correct.
That's the show. I mean, you're worse.
Machlokas, whether, in other words, if they tell you to bow down with a gun to your head, you're supposed to let yourself be killed, correct?
Right.
Let's say you couldn't stand the test, and you did it. So Yechayv Nisa, that's also Machlokas.
Right.
And so, but there's no question, he's not the same as a person who on his own went, his own volition went and did Avodah Zarah. Atziu Dechuba, so he said, when is it a Irni Tachas? Most of the city has to be convicted of worshiping Avodah Zarah. Now, how do you get most of the city? You saw in the Mishnah that everybody has to be judged individually. You need Adam and Asar on each guy. So how do you get most city? If you're doing each guy individually, so that's skila. In other words, if most of the city is Avodah Zarah, so that's the fire. That's Herod. That's they're done. They're judged by the sword. They're killed by the sword. But individually, so how do you get most of the city together? In other words, as you judge individually, huh? Adam. No, not all of them. There could be kosher guys there too. There could be good guys there too. The tzaddikim in the city don't die. Their money is destroyed, as we saw. The money that they had in the city is destroyed. But they aren't killed. It's got to be if a guy's innocent, he didn't worship Rosar, he's not killed. So there are valid Adam over there. But the question is, as you start the process, you're dealing with an individual. So that individual gets skila. And by the time you get to Rover the city, half of them are, they're mostly dead. Like, how does that work? That's what's done in the choshen, done in the choshen. Okay, so he said, this is what you do. You judge them individually, so that would be the parashat skila, and then you lock them up. You judge them individually, because wait a minute, we might eventually get to, there's a lot of people worship Avodah Zarah over here, we're not stupid, right? So even though this individual is beskila, because it's not an area doctor, we don't have 51% of the city yet, but so what you do is you judge this guy, you judge him for misa, and you put him in jail. It's not fair because then you're going to keep him in death row basically for a long time. And we learned before that you have to kill him immediately. So that's not fair. And maybe you won't get to a majority. Right? You might be able to eventually kill him the way he is with a skew up. So, right? So what you say is, what you do? So the first guy, you kill him. Second guy, you kill him, skila, because they're individuals. Once you get to 50%, you're past 50%, you say, wait a minute, we have an Irni Tachas over here. So the rest of them are killed, Messiah. And then you destroy all their money also. But they didn't. What you do is this. Since obviously, it's obvious there's a lot of voters are going on over here, and you have to individually check out each set of Adam, and each case is individual. So you make a lot of bezdins. Not that the truth is one bezdin, we said one bezdin shouldn't kill two different people on the same day. That's when it's two different nisas. But here it's all the same case. It's all Avodah Zarah, it's all skila, whatever. So really one bezdin could do it. The problem is, physically, there's just too much over here. There's hundreds or thousands of people or dozens of people that have to be killed, that have to be judged, and you need a lot of bezdin. So you set up temporary courts to handle it. Okay. So what you do is, how does that an advantage? Either way, you have the problem. If they punish you, once they say skila, you got to kill them right away. But they didn't. And then what you do is you make a lot of sense. You say, wait. This looks like once they've judged and said the Adam look good, it looks like a case of Avodah Zarah. Then they send him on to the Bez Na'agadol, and the Bez Na'agadol then determines together at one point, right, we've got most of the city who's Avodah Zarah, and then it's Irni Dachas. You take that one El Sharecha, Ish the Isha Atamotzi El Sharecha, Viatamotzi Kol Yer Kul El Sharecha. You don't take him out of Sharecha. So he says, so now he explains what I said before. El Amadalam, but they didn't. You make a lot about they didn't. Umayinim, but they didn't. They check him out. Umaskinu, the Bezna Gol, and then they bring him Bezna Gol, Yerushalayim. The Gamu Din of a Kutlu. In other words, individuals can be killed in capital cases by the local courts of 23. But if you're best davening on a whole city, that has to be done by the Bezna Gol. So, Rabbi Yochanan who said, Dunamasokum, is, well, you take, each guy gets skila until you get in the majority. Rish Lakish says, Madhuram Din and Lamishim Din. So he says, Elmshim Fisha Adam will call Rechabain, Bain Pilechab, Madhuram Bet they didn't, because they just got away just from Biomechab, the Yigma Din and Kolechab. Rish Lakish's opinion was that you make a lot of bezins so they could all die the same day. The problem was that you can't give them a verdict and then wait a few more days or a few more weeks until you determine whether the city's going to be Dachas or not. So the way around that is, make a lot of courts, like hundreds of courts, so that they could all be judged the same day. Right? So they could be killed the same day. So what would you kill them? Would you kill them with skila or with Herod? So again, you judge them, you would judge them
Rabbi Yochanan's,
yeah, Rabbi Yochanan's point was you kill him individually, so there's no problem. You kill, you judge the guy, you kill him. Whenever you kill him, you kill him. It might take days, whatever, but the individual was killed for skill, he's killed right away. Later on, it will be determined what the majority of the city was. Let's say there's 100 people in the city, you need 51 people to make a majority, so once it's determined that 51 people worship Avodah Zarah, and you've already killed 50 of them by skila over the last few days, once you start with the 51st, it's the same crime, it's a different punishment since it's part of the majority. So once it's 51, then you destroy, then you kill him with Saif, and you destroy his assets as well. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rish Lakish says, no, you can kill them all with the same punishment of Saif, like in Eri Dachas, but what you do is, you set up, let's say there's 100 people in the city, you set up 100 courts that day, so that they could all be judged and finalized that day. And once they send messages around and they find out, wait a minute, that we have 51, then you can kill those individuals that same day with it. But how do you do that? Asura? The question is over here is, how do you do that? The question is...
What? Irni Dachas?
Oh, very good. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. You worship Avodah Zarah.
He got Asura.
He got Asura. No, he got Asura, though, for Skila. The punishment in a Hanami would be different. Maybe the punishment, so you could say, is it a punishment al tanai, depending on what it was. But the individual in a Hanami, you have to say, was a skila, or we go with the shita that you only have to warn him for the aveir, not for the punishment. Remember, the machlokas, you have to have a punishment. If you say you have to punish him, what the punishment is too, then it's what you call hasra sufik. And if you do it, and most of the city is going to join you, then it's hereg. And if you do it, and most of the city doesn't join you, it's skira.
That's
hasra sufik according to one shita. So the answer is, we'll go with the shita that you only have to warn him about that you will die. Remember that here's the don't do this avei. And if you do this, you're going to be killed by court. But exactly which misa, that we don't have to have.
Here's the problem. If you have a relative who's wealthy in this city,
right,
and you make sure that he's tried first,
right,
he gets skila.
No, but then they destroy his assets afterwards. Once it's determined,
his assets before the 51%.
Yeah, and then what do you do with them?
You're
a tzaddik. And you got a Yerusha. Right, so then you can get a way out. So there's a way out of it. Right, you're right. That's not a problem. Okay, so what do we have here? So Rabbi Yochanan said you kill each one individually by skila until you get a majority of 51. Rish Lakish says, no. You just get a lot of courts so that they're all finished the judgment on that day. And then if it turns out that there are 51 people, 51%, then you could kill them with Herod because they're all done the same day. But the problem is, you can't kill people individually in these courts, because the courts is only individual courts all over for regular people. But once it's a whole city, I say, Isha Yisatamot Yisrachim, Yitamot Yikol Yirkul Yisrachim. The answer is that you use all these courts to determine whether they're guilty or not. But the final verdict is given by the Bezon Gaol in Yerushalayim. Hakei Tekes Yisrachim, you kill everybody in the city with Besai. Tan Rabban. We have the Mishnah Chameres, like we saw in the Mishnah Chameres, let's say you had traveling people, the ass drivers, the camel drivers, Aves Makom Makom, Lana Matoka, if they lived in the city, Vodkhu Imah, and they also were seduced, and they worshipped the Avodah Zarah, Imishtar Sham Laminyam, if they were there 30 days, Hain Besayef Mon Avad, then they're part of the city, and they are killed like the Iri Dachas people with a Saif, and their assets are destroyed. Pachas Mikan, let's say they were in the city less than 30 days, then they're just simply travelers. They're passers-by. They're not part of the city.
Like being a resident for tax
purposes. Oh, so we'll talk about that.
A certain amount of time.
Right, so we'll talk about that. So Pachas Mikan, less than that, and if they worship Avodah Zarah and there was Eid Masra, they get skewed, mom and pop, and their money is saved, they're not destroyed. Ramenu, Kami Yabi Yabi Kashi, how long can you be in a city and you're chayiv, and you're like a citizen of the city? You'd be Chodesh, 12 months. This gets into what you just said. It says you have to be in the city 12 months. It's not only 3 days. It's 12 months, and no, it could be the majority of 12 months, right? Not 30 days. So which one is it? Is 30 days the determinant fact if you're part of the city, you're Beis Chodesh? To be considered part of the city from the townspeople, that's 12 months. And then you have to contribute taxes, are known of the whole bit, right? But to be considered from the dwellers of the city, you're an inhabitant, you're a permanent resident, whatever you want to call that, you're a resident. That's 30 days. Well, Tanya, here we see a bright like it too. Let's say you swear you're not going to have enough for the people of that city. If there was a man in that city 12 months, that's B'nai Ha'ir. Then he's a citizen of that city. Also, you can't have an offman because he said, you're not going to have an offman people who are citizens of that city. Less than 12 months, you're allowed to have an offman. The Yoshua, let's say, man, I know you're not going to have an offman, the dwellers of the city, the inhabitants of the city. In Mishalom, and Yom, if he's had 30 days, Aslan Asmina. So again, as we see, here the ass drivers, the camel drivers, if they're there 30 days, they're considered Yoshua Ha'ir, they're dwellers of the city. Pasuk says, right? That's what it's called, Vayedichu Es. People of the city, even they're not really B'nai Ha'ir, they're not B'nai Ha'ir, but they're considered inhabitants of the city. Meaning the people who inhabit that city. Doesn't mean they have to be literally citizens of the city. So in our mission we explained that for Tov, meaning that if these drivers, these passers-by, if they're there 30 days, and they do not worship Avodah Zarah, then they could save the city. In other words, let's say there's 100 people in the city, and there's 10 of these guys that came. And you'd have, normally, that by the 100 people, there's 51 people worshiping Avodah Zarah, you have any dachas. But these 10 people, they're tzaddikim, they're just passing by, they weren't no part of it, but they're there 30 days. If they're not there 30 days, they don't count at all. If they're there 30 days and they didn't worship Avodah Zarah, so now, instead of having 51 to 49, it's 59 to 51, 59 people who didn't worship Avodah Zarah, 49 people of the city, plus these 10, who are also considered inhabitants of the city, even temporarily. Hachem Rosam's Kosheba, Tanaban Hachem Rosam, the Pasuk takes up the S Kosheba. Hachem Rosam means you destroy Tratlin Esay Tzadikim Shibachutzullah. You destroy it, but the Nechasim of the Tzadikim in that city, who are, if the Nechasim are elsewhere there in Switzerland, then you don't include them. You don't destroy them. That's Kol Asher Ba, anything in the city, that's the Rabbis Esay Tzadikim Shibachutzullah. Including the Nechasim of the Tzadikim, or if the Nechasim are in the city, that's included as Kol Asher Ba, everything in the city is destroyed. Basically, as we'll see, you don't destroy the tzaddikim and what they're wearing, but all their nechasim you destroy. Shlala, it's spoiled below Sal Shemaim. If it's anything holy, you don't destroy that. That's called shlala, as we'll see. So we're dashing the that's called shlala. Rabbis next to Rishon Shabbat Shlala. Kol shlala includes even the assets of Rishon in outside of the city. If they can be brought into the city, you bring that in and destroy that too. Once it's determined to be deficit, you have to immediately destroy it. So, Amar Rav Shimon, Neimam or Torah, Nechsei Tzadikim. Rav Shimon says, what's the reason why the Torah says, Nechsei Tzadikim, Shemitachi Yavarov? The Tzadikim and Tzadikim. Why are their assets destroyed? Because Migrama, Shiatu, Rabbah, Sacha. Why do they live in that city? Mamonim. What was going on that they should live in that city? Their money. What are they doing there with all this drama? They're for business. So, Lechichamon and therefore their money is destroyed. Rashi says, this goes from Shimon Lashitaso, that he dies since time of the Kor. Now, it's all nice. The rabbis can always give a nice shot why the Pasuk says this. Rav Shimon says the Pasuk says this to exclude that. So he says, the reason why the Tzaddikim and Chassam are there is because even though they're Tzaddikim, what are they doing in that city? Because they're doing business. So that's why their assets are destroyed. So it's mashmah from Rashi's interpretation. This is Rav Shimon Shitoso. But let's say a Tzaddik was in that city not for business. Let's say he was a Shliach of Chabad or something, or he was sent from the Sochnut to try to bring the people back or something. He's not there to make money. Money he could have made wherever he was. He's there simply to nadrut or for whatever reason, not for money. Then Lachon, maybe you wouldn't destroy his assets, even in the city. Because he's not there, according to Shimon. We don't possibly have Shimon. But according to Shimon, it's because he's not there to make money. So he's there for, you're there to make money, we're going to destroy your money. He's trying to do some good. So maybe in that case, you wouldn't destroy his money. According to Shimon. That's called, you gather all its spoils, you gather to include, as we said, even the assets of Hashem, which are outside of the city right now, only if they could be gathered in. Like you said, if they're in Switzerland, you're not going to hold this up so you can go look for his number bank account in Switzerland. If the stuff is nearby, it was once in the city, now he's storing it outside, you bring it back in and destroy it. Let's say they had deposits of the Nidachas on Mutter. Now, which one are we speaking about? You may be doing Nidachas. If you're talking about deposits of people in the Nidachas, the Ishmael Gavar, and they're in the city. So, she took the Mutarin. Why? Lav Shloli. If we're talking about what? Elaim of the early Nidachas, the Ishmael Gavar, if we're talking about deposits that are there, it's not shlolo. So what does that mean? It means that if it's deposits, what? Other people deposited deposits with them, kept them for stuff. That's not shlolo, it's not it. It belongs to other people. Again, I said the Irani Dachas, I'm reading it wrong. Elam Adir Acheres. Other people from other cities had left deposits. Let's say he had a bank or whatever. They left stuff, or they left, you had a storage, a cold storage, or whatever. So if it belonged to Adir Acheres, Isna Megavah, and the assets of other cities, which are not in, are left in this city, so of course you don't destroy those. Or Motar Pshita, the Motar Lavshot's not, it spoils. But Elud the Tuvis Numerchas, maybe you're talking about, we say deposits mean deposits of Ir Nidachas, that they were deposited in other cities. And you say, it's Motar, again, Eden Nikbatz L'Tach, if it could be brought back inside, so Amai Mutarim. Why is it Motar? You could be brought back inside here. The Enik Batz L'Tach, and it can't because it's in Switzerland. So Amra Chadazim, he already said one time that if it can't be brought back in, it's not included, it's not burnt. It is a blank ear of Echeres. The mifti b'tochem, and it's deposited in the ear of Nidachas. The kevelo achlayas, accepted achlayas, and as the people in the city accept achlayas, and accept achlayas, it's like it's theirs. Ma'asim keeping the achlayas, they take responsibility for it. Kedidei, it's like theirs. Kamashmon, we don't say that. In other words, if the assets belong to people in another town, which is not an Nidachas, and they were deposited here, those are not destroyed. Amav chista. Let's say an animal belonged partly to people from Anir Didachas and partly belonged to people from another town. That's Asura. Why? Because an animal can't be split up. That animal has to be killed. Even if you shecht it, we'll see, you can't eat it because it's like an animal that was that had a verdict of Misa. Even if you shecht it, it's Asur Ba'anah. Right? But Isa, if you had dough, Chatzishur Yerachas Mutzer, it's my time, the Behemah, command the Lo Pligah, and you can't split it. Because the only way to split it is to kill it. Right, and once you kill it, it's you can't have enough from it. Esau command to plug it, but dough is made to split. So unfortunately, even if you don't hold Yesh Beira, in other words, it's understood that one half is mine, one half is yours, and therefore that half is the half that's mutter is mutter. All right, Baruch Chista. We just said that an animal of Yerindachas has to be killed. It's also about no, it's got to be killed. Everything is beside. Now, even if you shecht it, you still can't, you can't have enough from it, you can't eat it. But with shechita help enough that it's tor, that it's not considered a veil. The veil is metameyu. If you touch an aveila, it's metameyu. So what if the shechita latara, mal de tasani bashkita, with shechita least help the metara, mideva, so it's not an aveila. But if you have a machmana, it doesn't, the pasuk says by the sword, whether you shecht it or whether you killed it, right, it's still mikdol, it's still considered an aveila. And as you say that, listen, if you kill it by the sword, so then it's tamei, it's an aveila. But if you killed it by shechita, maybe it's proper shechita. At least you can't eat it, it's also bahana, but shechita it is that it's not tamei. Take a look at where that question stands. What Rav Yosef said, Sarah Nashim said, Kronius Mal. We learned that you don't kill the tzaddikim, you only kill the Rishonim in the city who worship the Avodah Zarah. But you kill the Rishonim's assets, all their belongings. What about the hair of a woman who was Jew, who was a tzaddikus? What do you say there? Amar Rava, how do Rishonim's asr? What do you mean? How do Rishonim's, how do Rishonim's asr? When you come to that of a Rishanta, you could not, of a Rishonim. Tigrits for Seraphics, so the Pasuk says that you have to gather all the assets and burn them. Mishan mechuzal kvitzas el kvitzas v'sreifa. Only if you have to gather it and burn it. That's the mechuzal klishav kvitzas v'sreifa. In other words, if you have to cut off her hair, if you have to cut off her hair, even that of a roshanta, of a rasha, of a rasha, you don't kill that. Why? Because you have to gather it and burn it. If you have to cut it off and then gather it and burn it, it's not included in the pasuk. See, one bit of the year. So, what are you talking about? The say of her hair certainly is not cut off and burnt. We're speaking about a sheitel. If it's attached to it, she's wearing it right now. That means mechuber. She's wearing it right now. It's tied to her. That's kugufadami. I mean, what are you saying? We said that tzaddikim you don't destroy. What are you supposed to do? Strip them of their clothing and burn their clothing? They're entitled to what they're wearing, right? Maybe you take their assets, you take their house, you burn the whole city down, but you don't take their clothes off, right? So this is like her clothes. $6,000. Exactly. It's hanging on a peg, whatever. It's not. She's not wearing it now. So is it like and you'll burn it because it's all like all their assets? Since she's going to put it on, she's always thinking about putting it on. She has to wear a sheitel kulavusha. It's like her clothing because she needs to wear it all the time. She doesn't go out in public uncovered. That's question stands. That's called Shol Tigmots El Tok Rechavatarabon Ein Rechov Ein Nasir Nachzer Mishmal. This doesn't go like our mission. In our mission, we said it doesn't have a Rechov. You make a Rechov now and burn it there. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, if you didn't have a chov, it can't be an erdacha. It's just like all the other conditions you have. It has to have a big street or a plaza to burn the stuff in. There's no one. Also, when it says you take all its assets and spoils and bring it into the rechov of the city and you burn it, so according to Shmuel, it had to have that already. You put it into the street that was there already. If there is no street, you can't do it. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you bring it to the street. Even if it didn't have a street before, you make a street now and you burn it there now. That's Rabbi Kiva, and that would be like our Mishnah. And let's say something was holy in there, like Deishus, you're part of them. What are we speaking about? He says, you're part of them because you can't burn them. They belong to Agdish. Shlalot. Tan Rabbanan. Kachem Mizbeach, things that you can bring on the altar, like live animals. Yamusu. You let them die. What does that mean? You don't want to bring them as karbonos, because it's disgusting since they belong to a sham. And you let them die, meaning you bring them into the barn and you feed them barley, and yet their stomachs will burst. You starve them. You let them die. Kachi better kabayis, if it's stuff that's used for maintenance of the base and just like inanimate stuff. Yiftu, you repot it. The trumos here, if it's true, you let it go bad. And my sashendi, because you're going to say you store them away. You put them in the geniza. Rabshimah rabahemta velo behemus bechor. Shimon says behemta v'lo behemus bechor u'maser, right? It's animals and not bechor maser. Bechor maser not included. Even though bechor maser really is like yours, you can eat them. So we'll talk about that. Shlala prat l'kesef hakodesh. It spoils excluding money that belonged to hegdish or kesef hegdish. The kesef maser. Kesef maser and kesef not included. Amar ma. Hayu bought. We said kari bought kachim and beres v'ach yamusu. They died. Why do you let them die? But my yamusu, you're at your stuff. Why don't we say like we said all through kachim? What you do is you let them graze until they get a mum, and then the imkriv, you pull it to the nedava and use the money for an nedava. No, it's okay, those animals themselves are despicable, they belong, but why do you say you let the animals die, let them get a mum, and then you pull it and bring the money and use the money for a carbon. So the other number is Zevach Rosham Toiva. You know why? Because a Zevach of a Rosha belong is a Toiva. And even though we said these Rosham, maybe they do tshuva when you kill them and they'll get a share in the next world. Because the Machlok, as I said before, they said they have no share in the next world, it's only if they didn't do tshuva. Maybe if they did tshuva, they would. So maybe Rosham, once they die. The answer is, but once they belong to a Rosha, you know, like Kivin Shenitcha Nitcha. So the other number is Zevach Rosham Toiva. Shlok Shem Ramam and Balami. Rabbi Shem says, it belongs to them. In other words, it belongs to them. It belongs to them themselves, and that's therefore fits into esklal shlala. It's their assets, and therefore you burn them. B'hachol b'kachim, several questions for every. Shlak shem v'mom and balim. B'hachol b'kachim shchay b'achriyasa. And here we're talking about nechasim that you're chayiv and achriyas. Rav Shimon d'amar mom and balim. If you're chayiv to bring another carbon, if this one something happens to this one, it's considered yours, and therefore if it's mom and balim, it's killed just like all your other assets are destroyed or burnt in the city. Rav Shimon d'amar mom and balim. The Gemara Hakim Tikkos Reb Shimon Hamidah Sefer Reb Shimon. Since the Sefer we just said in the four verse of Shimon, Reb Shimon Amar Behemta V'lo Beimus Bechor Maser. Since that's Reb Shimon, so Reish Lav Reb Shimon. Therefore, it's Maser. The Reish is not Reb Shimon. The answer is so. You're right. The Reish is not Reb Shimon. Rather, it goes with Kachim Kalim. It goes with Kachim Kalim. We're speaking about Kachim Kalim. Things like what, like Bechor Maser, things like that. Pesach Valibra Bi'ol Segli Dama Kachim Kalim Mamon Balim. The Kachim Kalim is Mamon Balim, and therefore. Therefore, it's destroyed because it's your assets. Avo kachi kachi mai. But if it's kachi kachi mai yiftu, you should be nifta. So adatani sefer. Why do you say kachi better kabayis yiftu? Why do you say kachi better kabayis or redeem liflik of sedem? Make an afkamida by kachi mizbech themselves. Medmor kachim kalam. Kachim kalam are destroyed. Why? Because they're considered the assets of the inhabitants of the city who are on she'iri dachas. Avo kachi kalam. Avo kachi kachi yiftu. They should be nifta. So why don't you say that also? And just keep dika chanta shemesu ba'ala adilamisa. If one of the owners of the city owned a chatas, and the loch is by a chatas, if the owner dies, you let the animal die. You're not potent. So therefore, lo psikale, therefore it's not a definitive thing. You can't say all kachim kachim, you could be pota, and you let it get a mil when you're potent, because chatas is not potent. You have to let it die. And therefore, he said it the way he said it, that what? That those animals die. Right? And the kachim kachim die, and kachim kalim, right? They are, kachim kalim, they die because they're mum and balim. In other words, they're considered part of the city. You let them die, you don't actually kill the site because it still has some kedusha to it, so you don't kill it the way you kill the rest of the people by the sword. You let them die. But in a chanam, kachay kachim, you would be poda where you could. Says, you know what? The reason why why the animal, why don't you be part of the animals? Because it says that, you're not part of these things and bring something else in its place. Or Rish Lakish, why didn't Rish Lakish say it could be Ochran? Rish Lakish said the reason is because it's Mom and Balaam. Why didn't you say the reason why they're killed is because Zevach Hashem Toeva? Those self same animals, they are Zevach Hashem. But here we're talking about letting them get a balmum, being part of them and bringing other animals in their stead, in their place. So you might think that that would be okay. Kamash Mulan, no, the reason why you kill them is because they are, it's mum and bilum, right? Or it's like Rabbi Yosef Glili who says they kachim kam is mum and bilum. And therefore they're killed because they belong to the Anshei Nedachas and you destroy all their assets. Rabbi Shimon over Behem Tcha, below behemoth b'chor ma'aser. Now, how was that excluded? Ma'aser, what are you speaking about? Even with tzmimin, if you're talking about a regular b'chor ma'aser, which you shecht as a carb, as a shecht in the base of Megdas, shlal shemayimi. So it's excluded because it says shlal chav lo shlal shemayim. I don't need a pasuk as behemtacha. Ela b'alim mum, if it's a balmum, so shlal aninu. Why do you say it's excluded? That's the city. If it's a balmum and a balmum a b'chor behemoth balmum, he's eaten by the kohen. It belongs to him. It's shlala. If he owns it, he can eat it. So therefore, it should be destroyed because it's his asset. Why do you say behem tchav lo behem es b'chor? I'm avin alolim balmum. You're sick talking about a balmum. So if it's a balmum, why isn't it part of the assets of the city and should be destroyed? The answer is mishenach b'toras behem tchav. Only what's destroyed? Only if it's because it's your animal, your assets. Yatzu elu she'enachom b'toras behem tchav ela b'toras b'chor u'maaser. It's the shlal shemayim ninu. In other words, even though you could eat it, it's still not considered 100% yours. It's not, because you know, it's got a name to it. Rashi in the bottom of the right side says, She'enom behemus yoni dachas, elevemus b'chor masa shiloni dachas. It's got a name to it. It's got a special name, like a surname. It's called b'chor behemus b'chor masa, and because of that, it's excluded from behemtcha lo behemus b'chor masa. That's Rabbi's opinion. It's all brought, and it's all redeemed. Michael, what does that mean? Hachikam, recall shikar v'tru tam. If it's brought when it's complete, unblemished, v'niftik shu balmum, and it's nifta when it gets a balmum, then mishlal imet, because it's not shlal, it's not shlala, it's shlal shemayim, right? Because it's nifta when it gets balmum, that's shlal shemayim. Kol shekav shu tam ba'enet if it's shu tam, like a b'chor maser, which when it's unblemished, it's brought as a carbon, and when it's blemished, you don't bring it at all, it's not nifta, then mibahema nafka. That's excluded from behema, meaning that's excluded from behema. Because even when it's a balmum, see what Rabbeinu says, we're speaking about where it's a balmum, but it's excluded because it's not exactly like your assets, it's still assets of Shemayim. Shmuel says, no, that we're talking about excluding it when it's a b'chor maaser, when it can be brought as a carbon. Why is it excluded? Because of behemoth, it's not behem tocha, it's behem es Hashem, right? What about if it had a balmum? If it has a balmum, then it's included in the regular assets of the city, and utaka would be destroyed. Here, it's not destroyed only when it's a tam according to Shmuel. According to Ravina, even when it had a balmum, it's not destroyed because it's not considered behem tocha. Truma siyakavu. If it was truma, truva, you let go, but you let it spoil. Amar chis loshan el truma v'yisrael. Truma v'yisrael, he hadn't given it yet to a kohen, so it has a loch of truma. So therefore, you can't destroy it, it's holy, and you let it go bad, you don't burn it. Abu Truma, once you give it to the Kohen, then it's his regular food, it's in his pantry. Keeping the money, since his mom is Tisref, Masr of Yosef, Maisa Shani, Kisvei Kodesh, Guns. It says Maisa Shani and Kisvei Kodesh, you put him in storage. But Maisa Shani, Biad Yisrael, Ketrum, Biad Kohen. Maisa Shani, hands of Yisrael, is like Trum, meaning he can eat it himself, it's like regular food. And still you say that you store it away, you don't burn it. V'tani Yiknazu, Eliyat Mahachi, Marma of Chis, Deloshan, Trum, Biad Kohen. Truma in the hands of a coin, that has to be stored away. Avot Truma by Yisrael, to national country, because you can give to a coin in another city. And therefore it's Kodesh, and you don't destroy it, because it has to be given away yet. So to speak, it's still suspended. It's not really belonging to anybody, so you can give it to people in another son. Tan Hossam. Isa Shal Maisa Shani, Petur Menachala. If you have dove Maisa Shani, you don't bring Chala. Divra Meir. Chomar Mechayiv, and say you still bring your Chayiv and Chala. Avot Chis Machlokz Maisa Shani, Birushalayim, it's in Yerushalayim already. The Ramei Sofer Maisa Shani Mam and Gavoa. It's Mam and Gavoa, and therefore it's Pater from Chala. Rabban Savi Mam and Hedyar. It's Mam and Hedyar because it's been eaten now in Yerushalayim. Therefore, it's Mam and Hedyar. Ava Begvulin. If it hasn't yet been brought to Yerushalayim, if it's in Haifa or Tel Aviv, and you have Maisa Shani stuff, the Berak Kol Park Ebrik says that it's holy, and if it, as such, he doesn't yachayiv in Chala, you're not chayiv in Truma on it. Maser of Yosef Maisa Shani Kisikosh Yigunzu. He said over there, you put him in storage. Maaskin and Elam. We were talking about in Yerushalayim, Maaskin in Yerushalayim. Mi habi nidachas? Can it be erni dachas? because he can't destroy the city based mitzvah, whatever. Can't be in, it's never made into an edachas. It must be of an era of another city. All right, when you say over here, Maisa Shane, he must be of another city. They brought it into Yerushalayim. Once it's in Yerushalayim, it's part of the essence of Yerushalayim. It's no longer of another city. So why do you say over here, Yigunzu? Why do you have to destroy it? Ella b'gvura. It must be, we're talking about, but the Maisa Shane was still in Haifa. B'tani Yigunzu. You store it. Now, if you say that Maisa Shane over there in Gvura is like Hegdish, belongs to Hashem, why does it have to be destroyed? It's Kodesh, right? It's Kodesh, it'll be eaten. Ella b'gvura. Below Matlo b'tani Yigunzu. It must be Mamun Hayyid. But it's looking at Mamun Hayyid. So why do you say over here that what? Maisa Shani is Yigunzu, right? Maisa Shani, we say every Maisa Shani is Yigunzu. It's Mashma, the what? That it's you said Bigvulin, it's Bigvulin, they're called Potter, right? Mashma, that it's Hegdish. If it's Hegdish, it should be Mutter. You say Yigunzu. Yigunzu sounds like it belongs to individuals, except for Kavod Shemayim, you don't burn it. But it's mashma individuals. It's lolum dir ani cheres haskul gavod. The truth is, it belonged to another sin. He brought it inside. Bach ma'iskin shenitma. It became tamei. And that's why what? That's why we say over here that this ma'isa sheni, you store it away because it became tamei. So why do you store it away? You forget. Be poted. You can't carry it. The ain seis alachil also means eating it. And that means to say, what is he? He took food. It means to say that losuchal seis means either you can't carry it or you can't eat it. You can't eat it because it's tamei. What do? You pot it. So it's mashma here. You can be pot in your shrine too. You didn't have the ma'isa sheni itself that you bought your shlaim and it became tamei, which you could be potter. Here you already taken the money of the ma'isa sheni and you bought something else with it. And if you bought something else with it, apparently you can't be potter. So the Gemara says you could be potter too, but lifgrei, you could still be potter the tanan. Halakuk b'kesser ma'iser shenitma, right? You bought something b'kesser ma'isa sheni, it became tamei. Yifta, the answer is krabuta d'amri kaper. He always you have to bury it. So what are we speaking over here? We're speaking about over here something that became tamei. So as we're saying Ra'olam, right, Ra'olam, we're speaking Ra'olam, we said that Ma'isa Sheni is Mamun Gaval B'Gvulin. But here it's speaking about what was brought to Yerushalayim, right? Brought to Yerushalayim. And if it's in Yerushalayim already, then it's not Hegdish anymore, it could be eaten. So it could be eaten. Why are you guns? And the answer is because it came from it. If that's the case, Ma'ir Eretz Tachas, why are you talking about Ma'isa Sheni V'Yerni Tachas? The whole issue was we talk about Yerni Tachas, Ma'isa Sheni V'Yerni Tachas. If Ma'isa Sheni, if you're just talking about Ma'isa Sheni, which became Tomei, you took the coinage, whatever, and you bought something which became Tomei, and you have to bury it, Ma'ir Ma'isa Tachas, a field Yalmanami, even if it's from other city, the same Allah applies. Why talk about Dafni? If you're talking about Ma'isa Sheni, that has to be stored away. What Ma'isa Sheni is it? That became Tomei in Yerushalayim after you purchased something with it and that stuff became Tomei. So that's not just Yerni Tachas, it's any Ma'isa Sheni money that you bought food with it in Yerushalayim became Tomei, you have to bury it. Elolim B'Torah, really speaking about it is Torah, and changed the whole thing. Going to enough of mechitzas, but almost the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. Ukerava dam rava mechitzah lachol deraisa. In other words, to eat ma'isa sheni in Yerushalayim, that's halacha, that's minatorah, that you have to eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim. Uliklo, that the walls should be collated, that it's not considered the food of Yerushalayim. Understand? And you can't be poter anymore. That's rabbanan. Chigas rabbanan. When there is a mechitza, when there's no mechitza, they weren't dozer. And therefore, over here, that's what we're saying over here, mechitza lachol deraisa, mechitza liklot, Rashi says, shiyu mechitza kotas bein lin yipadiyah bein l'cholim, yim rabbanan, b'chigaz rabbanan, t'hani kritzas mechitza l'maiser, d'shu bein yachol, you can't be poted, right, but lin yedachas nami, shlo yeh b'sreifa, that you shouldn't burn hechdes mechitzas. But over here, since there are no mechitzos, right? Yeah, this is therefore still considered part of the Yerni Dachas. See, if the food came into your city of Yerushalayim, then it's not Yerni Dachas anymore. You don't burn it. But over here, the walls fell down, and therefore the walls were not collated, and therefore it's still considered food of Yerni Dachas. So therefore you can't eat it, right? It's really tar. It's considered the food of Yerni Dachas, which has to be destroyed. So again, because it's some cover to it, it's Ma'isa Sheni, so you don't destroy it. You don't burn it. You don't take it back into and burn it, but you have to store it away. You can't have enough from it. All right, tomorrow we'll start from here, from this part of the Gemara. Tomorrow's the last daf. We'll make a seam tomorrow at Irving's at 9:15. And we'll start the daf tomorrow At 7:10, we said. 7:10, we'll start the daf tomorrow at my house, and then we'll make the siyum at Irving's house at 9:15.
The indication is that the walls of Jerusalem are the borders of the city.
Correct. That's right. That's right. But there's halacha, and there's kedusha, and there's also, you know, politics. You understand? This is for kedusha and hanami. The walls of the city are Rabbi Shmuel Omer.